From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Afghan forces ended an overnight siege at Kabul's Intercontinental Hotel, where five people died. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack. Turkish troops have entered a Kurdish-held enclave in northern Syria and are advancing with their target, the U.S.-backed YPG militia. It accuses the militia of ties to the Kurdish insurgency inside Turkey. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is in Amman, Jordan, where protesters gathered in front of the U.S. embassy to protest against Mr. Pence's visit. He is the first senior official of the Trump administration to visit the Middle East after President Trump's declaration of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel last month. One woman was among the protesters there.
I'm here for protesting for the visit of the Vice President of the United States of America. We disagree on their policies, and we disagree with all their policies regarding this topic.
Jordan is the most closely interested country in the Palestinian-Israeli issue, except the two countries concerned. Palestinian Jordanians and Palestinian refugees account for 47% of Jordan's population. Mr. Pence said the U.S. is willing to support two states in Israel if that can be worked out. Blaming each other once again for the political deadlock, Republican and Democratic lawmakers closed the first day of a partial shutdown of the U.S. government. Carol Weaver in the state of Wyoming says she is disappointed in U.S. lawmakers.
It is what it is, and Congress better get their act together. They've been irresponsible in so many ways this past year.
It has been suggested that there might be another vote early Monday to open the federal government. This is VOA News. The mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio, said more than 120,000 protesters turned out of Manhattan to attend the day's March for Women's Rights, as hundreds of thousands of others did in cities across the country. He also spoke about a message from the marches for President Donald Trump.
The president's going to have to listen. When you see this kind of grassroots outpouring, it means a lot. And you're certainly going to see more of it throughout this year. Anyone who thinks it was a one-hit wonder is wrong. That what happened a year ago was the beginning of a bigger movement.
The Women's March 2018 took place on the anniversary of the inauguration of President Trump, and many of Saturday's demonstrators expressed displeasure with him. Vangie Williams marched in Washington. She is a candidate for the U.S. Congress from the state of Virginia.
Right now, this was the movement. It had to happen. And unfortunately, our current president, he pushed us there.
Pope Francis visiting an area of Peru that was devastated last year by heavy rains linked to climate change and plagued by gang violence urged people not to lose hope. The Pope said mass for about 200,000 people on the beach at a town on the Pacific Ocean. The area was hit by major floods after six landslides in less than a week at the beginning of 2017, and it left tens of thousands of people homeless. The vast majority of those people were poor. Serbian officials have said that the country is ready to accept migrants per European Union quotas, even though it is not an EU member. A migrant from Afghanistan living in Serbia.
It's better than in other countries. I decided to live here. It's a good country, good government, good rules, and good people here. So I decided to live here. Look, I have everything here. Good room, good people, good migrants, and it's good for me.
Hungary, Poland, Czech Republic, and Slovakia continue to defy EU-imposed quotas on migrants. Hungary even went as far as to build a 155-kilometer-long double fence wall along the border with Serbia to stem the illegal flow of migrants there. Myanmar is making final preparations to take back the first Rohingya Muslims who fled conflict in Rakhine State. Despite growing doubts about the plan among refugees in the United Nations, it is expected to take place as agreed with Bangladesh, where the Rohingyas fled from violence in Rakhine. A North Korean delegation visited a venue for its art performances at next month's Winter Olympics in South Korea. In a diplomatic breakthrough after a year of escalating tension over the North's nuclear missile program, the North will send 22 athletes there. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.